This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University has received its first state aid payment under Illinois' new budget. Western's president, Jack Thomas, says the check was for $6.8 million.
Our goal is to make sure we are able to meet payroll, and we use most of that, all of it actually, for payroll.
Thomas says the comptroller's office has not indicated when more money will be released, but he says Western needs routine payments because it can no longer float the state. Western and other public colleges depleted their reserves during the more than two-year budget impasse. This month, lawmakers approved funding for higher education as part of a state budget deal. Western is set to receive $46 million. That's about 10% less than it received in 2015, the last full budget year. Illinois lawmakers also promised to fund MAP grants for low-income students this year and reimburse Western for picking up the tab last year. Thomas says Western stepped in because so many students are low income or the first in their family to go to college.
I can remember the first time when we had to cover the MAP funding for our students. They sent emails to me, phone calls, and even on social media, thank you, because I don't know, they said, I don't know how we would have made it, or I don't know how whether or not I would have been able to come back to college had it not been for the university being so generous in supporting us.
Thomas says he hopes the state's new budget and promised funding for higher education will translate into fewer students leaving the state and higher enrollment this fall. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.